A listener says, regarding the service station in Tarbert, I'm very sad to hear Gala have closed. I went there every week. However, many people went to Listowel for their fuel. If you don't use it, you lose it, says this person. Well, the news came true last Friday that the last petrol station in Tarbert has now closed. Dunn's Gala in Tarbert closed down. You'll have to go to Glynn or you'll have to go to Listowel for your fuel. One post, interesting post put up by Nora Conyard on Facebook on the day, said, sad to see our local garage shop closing down this weekend. Gone the way of all these other shops, which were all operating when the Tarbert GA book, A Century of the Red and Black, was printed. Also gone the Shannon Bar and Tom O'Donnell's Butchers, Patrick Lynch, Patrick Lyons, The Anchor and Tommy Quinn. And she listed a number of different businesses that had advertised in that book, including the EIB bank branch, which closed down in Tarbert a number of years ago. There was Hackney Services, a number of pubs, supermarkets, hardware stores, butchers, and other operations that have all closed down in Tarbert over the last number of years. Well, one of the owners of one of those pubs that did close was the Shannon Bar, owned by Pat Kelly, who works in Money Point station across the bay, using the ferry, of course, in Money Point. He owned and operated the Shannon Bar, which closed 5 years ago. I contacted him because he contributed to the debate over where Tarbert stands at the moment and the fact that you now have to leave the village to go get your fuel either in Glynn or in Listowel. I spoke to him and talked to him about what he feels is the decline of the village and what, if anything, can be done to arrest it.
Correct, Jerry. Good morning to you, first of all, and good morning to listeners in Tarbert and North Kerry. Jerry, I had to move to Clare 35 years ago. I worked with Money Point ESP. I moved there because I got a permanent job there. My family ran a business in Tarbert, a pub restaurant business down near the ferry. They retired, and my two brothers went to America. Myself, my other brother went to Money Point, and I look in the Tarbert now, which I go over there more often because my mother is still alive, to see her and to see my little village. I wouldn't call it a town now, to be honest with you, in a disarray. It's an old culture. A lot of the people in Tarbert village are older generation. But it was a shame to see the Gala Dunn's close down last Friday evening, which was the death knell of my little village. It was just a pity to see it happen. Maybe it was an oversight, maybe overheads and costs and everything was probably the reason for it, but we now have no petrol station in Tarbert. They done fuel, they done briquettes. There was wash machines there, there was a shop there, there was flowers there. It was a great little shop, and now to see it closed is a sore sight.
You'll have to go to Glynn now for your petrol.
Petrol these now, you've got to go to Glynn, or the nearest place after that then would be Amber. There is no petrol station in my van. Macanoor, Lanford, Astley, and now Tarbert.
That's Amber on the road into Listowel you're talking about.
The one in Listowel, that's correct. After Denny Lines and some or Glynn. Okay, Glynn is not just over the road, it's not that far, but you still have to leave your own village to get it.
Of course. It's a statement thing. It's a psychological thing. If you can't get petrol or diesel in a town, it's one less reason to go there.
Correct, yeah. Now, Jerry, and the other side of things, and Tarbert, we only have one pub open by day, which is the Swanky Bar, which is a bar restaurant. We did have our own restaurant called Invites. It closed up there 4 or 5 years ago. Our bank closed 10 years ago. So it is never reopened. Our post office has moved to 2 or 3 different locations, but it's still there, thanks be to God. Our hostel, which is in the centre of town, there's Ukrainians staying there, which is great. The Lanterns out the road between Tarbert and Glynn, which is a pub restaurant, which I know for years. They have chalets there, there's Ukrainians staying there, which is great. But that's really no good to the business of Tarbert when we need Tarbert running. We have a butcher shop. We just have the one shop in Obrastas down the street, and after that then you can say we're just a retirement village. We lost our booking office, bookmakers, we have one hairdressers, and we have a chemist obviously, and that's it. The rest is just basically residential houses.
And you fear for its future because of all these closures?
I fear for Tarbert for the last 10 years, Jerry, not now, for the last 10 years it's on the decline. So there's,
yeah, somebody put up on Facebook there, Pat, when Dunn's closed, that there was a Century of Tarbert GAA commemorative book that was done, and they went through all the different businesses advertised, and quite a shock when that's 20 years ago, and quite a shock the number of those who have since closed.
Well, Jerry, on that Facebook page with Nora put up, they were the advertisements in the GAA yearbook, correct? But then there was about another 10 that I added onto it, ourselves, including our own business, and they slowly died a date and folded away as it is, and they just locked up. They just called it a day. People passed on, and other people immigrated, and but the ones in the GAA about 20 years ago, they were all thriving businesses, and they're now, as I say, locked up houses or just living residents. That's all. It's a shame. I feel for Tarbert, but I'm sure, look, my van is the same, Knockanore's the same, Belafford is the same. You talk to Belafford people when I go back there, or even talk to people SD. It's a vicious circle. It's not just Tarbert. It's the small villages everywhere around. You know what I mean?
North Kerry.
But Jerry, I even see it over here in small villages in West Clare. And I'm sure it's the same in Limerick. Ballyhale, it's probably the same. But it's an awful shame to see the once upon a time when the ferry was running and thriving, so it was. There was a pub restaurant either side of the ferry, so there was, on the Clymer side and on the Tarbert side. And they are now both locked up, and in the last 4 or 5 years, and have never reopened.
Yeah.
So it's a shame. It's
What's the answer to it, Pat? Is there an answer to it? What's the solution to the decline, shall we call it that?
The answer to it, first of all, Jerry, is this, and I'm going to tell you straight out, and I'm not speaking, I'm speaking on behalf of Limerick people, and North Kerry people, and West Clare people, and in general all over the Shannon area. Out the road, Jerry, simple, there's a land bank there, okay, right? And I've been listening for the last 35 years since I went to Moneypoint. They were supposed to build a Northern Energy oil refinery there. They were supposed to build a smelter there. They were supposed to build a deep sea offshore port there. They were supposed to build a container transshipment there. They were supposed to build this, that, and the other. They didn't even build a football field there. A business. Now the Tarbert and LNG. Now, Tarbert and Belafford and North Kerry and all along the Shannon and Clare and Limerick badly need that LNG badly. They badly need it. It needs to be developed. It needs to be developed as soon as possible. Our ministers and our TDs and our councils, I would say, probably bar Michael Foley, have done absolutely nothing. They've turned their backs on us. They have forgotten about it. And it's like this. It'll probably be left at to rot if someone doesn't turn the sodden fairly fast and throw up some sort of a building, whether it is an LNG or whether it is an oil refinery, deep sea port.
Or a data centre?
Or a data centre is correct. Anything. God almighty, anything. They don't have to build everything above in Dublin or build everything above in Mayo, so they don't mean or Cork, whatever. Jesus, we have the deep water here. We have it here. All we need to do is turn the sod and away we go, get the planning permission. You know, otherwise we're going to suffer. And then you'll be ringing me again in 5 years' time saying, where does our Tarbert GAA team go to? I tell you, they'll probably be on America or London.
That's the way you feel at the moment with the way things are going in your particular area. Look, there is a project there. There are plans there. There's talk of renewable energy, an offshore wind farm, perhaps maybe bringing energy into the area or bringing trade into the area. It's you know, and I can understand your frustration, Pat. You've been hearing about potential probably for far too long, the potential of the area, the plans for this and the plans for that. You just want to see action now.
Well, I do, of course, Jerry, because, look, listen, West Clare is much better, to be quite sure, and only for Moneypoint, Kilrush wouldn't be a thriving town, or Kilkee or them areas.
Yeah.
So you bring in the industry into Tarbert, and, I mean, everyone will benefit out of it, so they will. B&Bs will reopen, guest houses will reopen. We don't have them in Tarbert at the moment. I actually had to run a Tarbert Companies of School for the reunion there this year.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get accommodation to have it for people travelling. I had to take it back to Ballyburn, and I felt desperate to take it out of my own village. You know what I mean?
You couldn't get accommodation in Tarbert for a Fartid reunion. They had to stay in Ballybunion.
a 40 reunion that I organised, and some people came from America, some people came from Castleveen when they went to school in Talbot. There was a 40 reunion, and I had to take it out of a place in Talbot that I had in mind, because people had no place to stay, so I had to take it back to Griffiths of Ballybunnan.
And that's another story.
I like to keep these things at home.
Yeah, of course you do. Pat, finally, look, I mean, when it comes to that, you're talking about the future, you're talking about the other things. There is a question over Tarbert Power Station now as well. What's going to happen to that? That's scheduled? Is it for closure? I know it's being kept going now with the issue of the energy crisis we're in and the lack of, you know, energy generation plants we have in the country, but eventually that will close too. Is that another open question?
So the Tarbert ESP Power Station is not even ESP, Talbot SSE.
Yes.
It's now known as Talbot SPA. That's not even producing 1 megawatt out of the station
at the moment.
Because they had a fire. They're having problems with the other big units, and the other two small units were taken off load. That's to close next year. A decision is to be made in this, and to be quite honest, I cannot see him investing the money back into it. So it'll be just another white elephant sitting there for people to stare and take photographs, like when over and cross the back of the ferry. That's all. That's my honest opinion. It will not reopen, so it won't. It costs too much.
And that's another thing then that will be gone out of Tarbert for good and glory, unfortunately.
Well, I think there's about, 35, 40 workers there. So, I mean, they'll be gone as well. So, most of them will be retired anyway. Then talk about my own place, Cross the Water. They're talking about shutters in 2025. Because if they shut Money Point in 2025, you can definitely be buying candles and buying lamps there, because Money Point is there for the next 10 years. It has to stay there, because you can't close until you build.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that's the problem we're in at the moment. Okay, listen, Pat, look, thanks very much for your view, and thanks for telling us that story this morning.
You're welcome. Good luck. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.